One of the uncomfortable things about growth is in how many situations you are going to have to give up your ability to control things. It does not mean that you are a bad person if you want to control things, but it does mean that you were probably raised to be a frightened person. The feeling that you must do more, you must be more, you must be smarter and cleverer, and God forbid that you should ever make a mistake. Carrying around that kind of pressure with you actually makes for a great deal of stress. And for two reasons we want to think about. One, that is wrong. That has always been wrong. You are a child of the universe. You are not here alone. And you are not expected to handle everything that happens in life. And when you have integrated that expectation that you must handle everything, and of course we must add that you handle it perfectly, then you add stress to the very core of your being. And it is difficult then to find a place for joy, because you are on the alert. You are the one who must not make a mistake. You are the one who must see ahead. You are the one who must know all things. And what a really cruel thing that is to impose on a woman, to impose on anyone actually, but certainly cruel to impose on a woman. We are the ones who feel. We are the ones who the moon moves. We have tides. We have cycles. And we have beautiful and sometimes troublesome things that we deal with in ourselves. And when we are relaxed, because we know we are on a path and that we are loved, and that we can call for help and get it. When we are resting in that, then the stress of life begins to drain away. A surprising amount of stress is this fear that there is someone on earth greater and more powerful than the universe. We may not think of it that way, but when it is examined, is it not that way? There is something on earth that can keep you from making a living, that can keep you from a job you want, that can keep you from a relationship that you want. That power is on this muddled, muddy earth that we live on, not lying with the universe, which is always showing a light on your path, showing you where you need to go, bringing to your attention the thing that you need to know now. And what blocks us from receiving that? It is fear. It is the fear that we have not done it right, that we have made mistakes, and what an irony, because that is the definition of being human. That you make mistakes, that you have not done it right. That is an integral part of being human. And so we are in a place of stress and anxiety because we are human. That is where we need to make some adjustments in our inner expectations. So what are we afraid about? Of course, we are afraid about many things, but when you look at the things we are afraid about, you understand that we are working with them and that the universe is working with us. It is as though we are saying, we are on this path where we cannot know everything, but we refuse to relax until we know everything. This is not a workable plan, and we would like you to give it up. You are on a path where you cannot know everything. But more and more, as you are one with the universe, you know yourself, and you learn to rely on what you cannot understand. It is a beautiful thing, and it takes away. It takes away the anxiety. Anxiety, like anything fearful, narrows your field. So when you are worrying about something, your field is that small. And the problem with a field that small, you cannot intake anything larger than that. When you have said, I do not know all the answers, but I am working with the universe, and I know I am the child of the universe, and I am loved. When you can relax into that, then your field begins to expand. And what happens then? You have a broader vision, a more elastic vision, one that allows you to see things that you could never see if you were caught in this box of fear. And the desire to control, what is that all about? It is always about fear, even though it may pretend it is something else. It may go with phrases like, if I were confident and on top of it, then I would never need to be afraid. Ah, oh, we hope you can hear the universe laughing at that one, because that is not true for anyone. And be very careful about people who tell you that it is true for them. It is not true for anyone. You are on a path. You are connecting with the universe. You are in a place of loving kindness, first with yourself, and then with the world around you. And that is the place where you actually can relax. Whatever happens, I am going to be loving with me first. Whatever happens, I am going to be on my own side. Whatever happens, I know that I am seen and heard and cared for. And in the relaxation of that, your field begins to open. In the openness of the field, the universe can then bring you all the things that you are intended to have. And when you find yourself resisting that, please remember that the only other position is this fear-based position of narrowness, where you will never get what you want. It is in the love, the absolute. We want you to take an oath to extend loving kindness to yourself in every situation. That is such a beautiful way to move yourself on your path and in the right direction. So when we are breaking the old habits, when we are stopping the critical voice, which always would like to speak to you about what you did not do or what you did wrong, not a helpful voice at all, and when we push it aside and make a place for the voice of love, we are becoming powerful people. And that is how you become powerful. You become powerful in your oath to yourself to only respond to yourself with loving kindness. And you will see how naturally then that moves out into the world. But that is the voice that says we are about love. That is the voice that displaces the voice of fear and the voice of all that is critical. We are going to mention one more thing before we speak together, and that is the fearful phrase we hear so much when we are watching your lives, as we do. But of course, we watch your lives with love. The question that comes up that we find so sad: what if I was wrong? We are not even completely sure we can comprehend the question, because of course you're going to be wrong from time to time. But it is as though if you were wrong about something, there is some level of fearful punishment that you, from which you will never recover, that happens. And that is simply not true. The truth of it is, if you are wrong, then you make a correction in loving kindness and you move on. And that is the end of the wrong. It does not need to be carried on your back like a backpack. It does not need to be the burden of your life, the things that have been wrong. You are not required to carry that. You are required to release that to the love and the power of the universe, which will transmute that and send you back an energy that will show you your own truth in your own light. So we will take a moment and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the love around you and breathe it in. And exhale fear. Feel a cleansing energy come up from the earth and gently cleanse your root and remove all of your fear, all of the fear that would block your creating in a natural and connected way. Let the cleansing energy come into the second center and remove the judgment and the shame and all of the patterns that happen so quickly that go with those two things. Feel the cleansing energy move them out of your body and your field. Let the cleansing energy rise into your solar plexus and begin to cleanse the emotions that may have caught there. The emotions that limit your ability to feel happy, to feel joy. Let all of those go and let them move out of your body and out of your field. Feel the cleansing energy in your heart. And let the cleansing energy go to the places where there has been hurt or where an old pattern may not yet have left your heart. And feel the cleansing energy gather that up. Gather that up and send it away from your body and your field. Feel the cleansing energy move up and into your throat. And let the cleansing energy free your communication center. Free it of anything you say to yourself that is anything other than loving kindness. Feel all of those communications taken away from your communication center. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your third eye. And let the cleansing energy wash the third eye. And take away your fear of your own power, your fear of your own intuitive knowing. Feel that cleared. So that as you breathe and your third eye opens, you are free to know all that you need to know. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the crown. And let the cleansing energy open the crown center. And as the crown opens, feel your energy call the energy of the universe, which comes to you in an orb of golden light. And let that orb open and tilt, and feel the warm gold flow into your head, into your third eye, into your thoughts. Feel the flow into your throat, down across your shoulders to smooth away the burden. Down through your back and your spine to make you strong and warm and free. Feel that energy flow down through your arms and into your hands. Let the golden energy fill your trunk. Flow down into your legs and into your feet. And know that everywhere this light shines, you are blessed and held and guided and loved. Let that energy spread past your body to make a field outside of your body, which draws the very best for you from the world around you, from the people around you. Let it be like a magnet. And as you go into your heart, see that the universe has left a gift for you. Resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.